WAMC's folk music program, The Hudson River Sampler, has been hosted by Wanda Fisher on these airwaves since September 18th, 1982. It's one of the longest continuously running radio programs in the Northeast, hitting the 30-year mark with an on-air celebration planned for tomorrow night, September 15th, from 8 to 10 p.m. Here to tell us more about the celebration, we welcome the host and the creator of the Hudson River Sampler, Wanda Fisher. Wanda, congratulations and good morning.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing fine. Good to see you.
I've been listening to your program this morning.
Well, thank you.
I took the day off from work today to kind of, you know, prepare, do a little calisthenics for tomorrow's show.
So how do you get 30 years in 2 hours?
You don't, really. I'm just going to try to do as much as I can and play some of my favorite music, play some of the music that people call and request all the time, and have some special guests come in. I'm not going to show my whole hand, but have a few people that have said they're going to stop by and play a little bit of live music. I have some testimonials from people who can't be here because they have shows that they do on Saturday nights, and Saturday night is, of course, the night that most people earn their keep if they're musicians.
Absolutely.
So we have some recorded testimonials from people and some songs from people that they recorded for me that we will be listening to tomorrow night on the air.
How did the program come to be? 30 years ago, how did it come about?
Well, it was mostly, I have to tip my hat to Alan and to David Galletly, because I was actually getting ready to move back to Massachusetts because I had done a folk music program in Worcester, Massachusetts prior to moving to this area. And I thought, well, I had tried for 3.5 years to get a program in this area and nothing came to fruition. And just as we were starting to look for jobs outside of the area, my husband and I, David and Alan asked me for a tape of one of my old shows. You know, remember those things? They were round, real things.
Big reel-to-reel tapes.
Reel-to-reel tapes. And so I dug one out and gave it to them, and they asked me if I would like to start doing a program right after Prairie Home Companion, which was a great lead-in for a folk music program.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I would love it. And my husband, who's a physician, figured that he could get a job as a physician easier than I could get a folk music program back on another radio station. So we stayed.
When you think about the concept of the program, how much of it was based on what you had done before, and how much of it really, as the name of the show indicates, that it was a sampler of the music that was going up and down the river?
Well, it's mostly, we started out only with one station here at WAMC. We only had one station at the time, and we really struggled with a name for the program and went back and forth, and basically we named it after the home base, and the music is of all over the world. It's not just this area anymore. We play Celtic music. We play music from people who live in California. Sometimes I play a little bit of world music. I'll drop in a Tarika Sammy or something like that, somebody who's a world musician. French music from Quebecois. You know, so it really is, we named it after the home base more than anything else. And then as the station expanded, obviously we have musicians who are from well over just our home base. So the music that I play tends to be music that I like and the music that the listeners call to request.
People ask me this all the time, so I'm going to ask you because I never have a good answer. Maybe you do, and if you do, I'm going to steal it. I'll just let you know.
Okay.
But, you know, I get a lot of books. You get a lot of CDs. And you go through them, and you, what is it? Do you, obviously sometimes it's the name, and you know, oh, okay, like, this is a great artist and somebody I like. But when it comes to new stuff, how do you, what is that process like for you of saying, all right, not only do I think this is good, but I think this will fit into our program and something that the audience will embrace?
Well, I'll just give you an example, something that I know is going to be good. I just got a new CD that I just opened out of the package, Pete Seeger and Lori Wyatt. I know when I put this in my CD player in the car, it's going to be great. I do a lot of listening in the car. And I'll be driving around, and a new artist, let's say a new artist, something will come up, and I'll say, I know exactly what will go with this. So something that will fit with something that I already know really sparks interest in a new artist in me. But basically, it all amounts to what is my taste? What do I like in music, and what do I think will spark something in the listeners, somebody who will call me and say, who was that? I never heard that person before. So, and also, I have what I call the curse of the English majors. The lyrics have got to be discernible. They can't be covered by a bunch of overlayers of other production, so you can't hear it. So that's what I look for in the music.
And good music and good,
good
and,
music
and good
and
writing.
Good writing. And also, my background is in the Carter family, and my father was friends with the Carter family and June Carter, and went to high school with her. And June, Joe, and Jeanette Carter, my father was friends with them from the time I was little. And so that very sparse type of production I really like.
Mm. And it almost has to be that way. I mean, the old saying goes, if you don't like it, they're not going to like it.
Exactly. But things also have to fit together.
Sure.
So when I hear something new, I'll say, oh, yeah, that goes with that Ian and Sylvia song, or that Tom Paxton song, or that old Tom Rush song. And then I start thinking, well, what goes together with this? And it may be thematic, like it may be all songs about roses, or it may just be musically they go together.
How can you build on
exactly this
for the next? When you think about the program and the artists that you have featured on the show over this 3 decades, there has to be a certain amount of pride in what has been accomplished through that time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I do like to be here live. I like to be here because I get a lot of telephone calls when the show is on, and certain people call all the time. I get new people who call. People call and ask me things like, can you recommend a song for my daughter's wedding?
Oh, too much pressure.
No, actually, I've got a whole list of things that I can recommend.
Too much pressure.
I'm getting more calls now that, like, my mother made me listen to your show when I was a kid. and now I really like listening to your show.
Yeah, there you go.
Or I moved to Washington, D.C., and now I listen on the computer.
That's nice. Yeah, that's nice. And when you think about it, have you seen a this is the question that all talk show hosts are required to ask anyone who's celebrating an anniversary of anything, which is over these 3 decades. That's fill in the blank. You 3 decades. what have you noticed about the changes in obviously. You used to come in here with all vinyl.
All vinyl, yeah.
That's changed. And obviously you've seen a lot of changes, but folk music is folk music.
Yeah.
And what's wonderful, I think, about the show is that there's an easy feeling to it, because it's sort of the one place that you can go where a lot, doesn't change.
Well, the one thing that has changed is the actual medium. A lot of musicians are trying to send me things electronically.
Yeah.
And that means that I would have to spend a lot more time downloading things, and I don't have that time.
Yeah.
And also, because I do so much previewing in my car, don't ask me to go to a cloud someplace. It's not that I'm technologically illiterate. It's just that I don't have the time.
Yeah.
So
I'm talking about like the feel of the show. Like you listen to the show, and as I did growing up, and whether I was listening in 1985 or 86 or listening in 96 or I've been here 20 years, so you listen to it. And sure, there's new music, there's new artists, but it always just has that very comfortable feel to it.
Yeah, because I try to put old and new together. I try to put some old traditional things, some of the stuff from the 60s, some of the stuff that just came in today.
Right.
And I try to put it all together. And that's what my goal is.
Well, we can't wait to hear the Hudson River Samplers 30th anniversary special hosted by Wanda Fisher that will air right here on WAMC tomorrow night from 8 to 10. 8 to 10 tomorrow night. It's the Hudson River Sampler's 30th anniversary special, hosted by Wanda Fisher with some wonderful surprises, wonderful guests. Wanda, congratulations, and congratulations on 30 years. Congratulations on a wonderful program, and thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for the invitation, Joe. I really appreciate that, too.
Best of luck. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.